conducting traffic stops on the side of the road. Illinois has had 4 traffic-related officer fatalities already in 2019. According to the law, when you approach a stationary authorized emergency vehicle when their lights are flashing, you must slow down and move over. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital is looking for organ donors. The hospital held a donor drive in partnership with the Macon County Life Goes On Committee and Macon County Health Department. Attendees were able to register to become an organ donor, as well as learn a little more about what it means to be a donor. To learn more about what it means to become an organ donor, visit DonateLife.net. A pretrial was held yesterday for Tuanka Davis, the mother of 2-year-old Tania Barnes, who died in February from what authorities say was a case of abuse and neglect. 21-year-old Davis is charged with first-degree murder and endangering the life or health of a child. Davis's boyfriend, 25-year-old Anthony Myers, has also been charged in Barnes's death. Davis's next trial date has been set for May 10th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Will he say any more about the Mueller report? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Attorney General Barr will testify at the Senate next hour. The day after he told a House hearing he'll release a redacted version of the special counsel's findings within a week. That's not good enough for Democrats. Barr is making Republicans happy probing the probe. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, congressional Republicans have been calling for an investigation in how the Russia probe started. Attorney General Barr told a House subcommittee he is looking into counterintelligence activities during the 2016 campaign.
I am reviewing the conduct of the investigation.
After the hearing, Democrat Chair Nita Lowey suggested Barr is in cahoots with the White House.
He's working for the President of the United States. And as far as I know, he's taking directives from the President.
Barr also told lawmakers he expects an inspector general review of the FISA process in the Russia probe to be finished by May or June. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump insists he's not cleaning house at Homeland Security. The acting deputy director's departure is the 4th in recent days amid a surge of immigrants apprehended, more than 100,000 last month, up from 66,000 in February. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, takes issue with critics who say kids coming here are being reunited with families.
It's wishful thinking that they're united with family members and sponsors, and they're gainfully employed, and life is wonderful, roses and lollipops after that. You don't know where they are. You don't know who's human trafficked.
Democrats say Trump policies are causing the problems at the border. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, climate change is what's really causing all these migrants to flee their homes. It appears a big Trump ally in Israel will remain in power. Benjamin Netanyahu's party leads in the voting there.
I was very moved that the nation of Israel once again entrusted me for the 5th time.
He needs a coalition, though, to remain prime minister. He'll build that. An aide to Palestinian President Abbas says this raises fears Israel could annex parts of the occupied West Bank. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, it didn't take long for New Zealand to take action on gun control. A new law will go into effect Friday, 4 weeks after the shooting sprees at 2 Christchurch mosques, a gunman murdering 50 people.
New Zealand's parliament voting to ban most automatic and semi-automatic firearms, plus parts that modify existing weapons.
And I have to reflect, Mr. Speaker, that when I visited the hospitals and the victims, that none of them had just one gunshot wound.
The change championed by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
I could not fathom how weapons that could cause such destruction and large-scale death could have been obtained legally.
Only one lawmaker voted against the bill. Simon Owen, Fox News.
The city of Pittsburgh's also approved a gun control, signed into law yesterday, including a provision to take weapons from anyone deemed a danger to themselves or others after a gunman shot up a synagogue last year, murdering 11 people. But gun rights advocates filed suit right away, calling it unconstitutional, saying Pennsylvania law doesn't allow cities to regulate gun ownership or possession. This would ban some firearms and high-capacity ammo magazines, and it's drawing the ire of the NRA's Amy Hunter.
To say that it's large capacity is patently false. That's not the case when you look at when anyone who knows firearms would not call these large capacity. And that is very much a political leverage. It's a term that has been applied by anti-gun activists.
There was more inflation last month. Consumer prices rose 0.4%. A big part of that, how much more expensive it is to fill up at the gas pump lately. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures are rising. A North Carolina man is off the hook in an unusual criminal case. Michael Hinson had been charged with animal cruelty and abandonment for leaving his pet fish behind with no food when he was evicted from his Wilmington home last month. The fish survived now in an aquarium store. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fares subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Cloudy skies today, but highs are going to be around 62 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 53. Thursday, we are looking at a 40% chance. We could see some showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Cloudy skies still and highs around 74 degrees. Then for your Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm not sure this you getting up real early and going to the Y is working out here.
Sorry, I don't know what
the, yeah, wow. Yeah, everybody just freaks out because you mess with those benchmarks and people think their clocks are off and everything.
Can we start over?
No, okay. we're good. I'm going to just...
sorry,
just,
I don't...
roll right through it. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, and a couple of times a month we have Dan Oaks in to talk about the Board of Education, their meeting last night. You said a three-hour open session?
And ended about 9:15, yeah.
I was looking through the agenda of items, and I was thinking about 3 hours of sort of, this is where you're paycheck, so to speak, is earned. Not that you're getting much of one, but it's in the bricks and the mortar and the vehicles and the. I mean, it's not the sexiest of jobs. Sometimes it's just grueling.
Yeah, some of the stuff that we talked about last night, board policies. You know, we get in a huge conversation because there's board policies, there's state policies, there's statute, and we're sitting here trying to figure out a way that board members don't have to go to all these committee meetings, which just drains more time. So that took up a bunch of the time last night. We also got into a conversation about the strategic plan.
Right.
And what we would be using as benchmarks for it. And it took a healthy conversation.
And I guess at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with having a healthy conversation. But if you... serving on boards, I won't ever run for an elected office, but I've served on plenty of boards, and you've got different kinds of board members.
Yes.
Throughout the years, and then those personalities all combine to create a culture, and you got some people that want to spend all day talking, and some people who would like to get it done in a couple of minutes, and I think you got to have probably a little bit of all of that, and it balances out at the end.
It does, but we also have to recognize that most of these people have jobs.
Yeah.
And we're balancing their work time with their commitment to the district and everything else we ask of them. So it was quite a long meeting. There were some nice highlights, though. Liz Bartimus from Johns Hill brought her Lego team in. Liz is retiring at the end of the year. Tears were flowing. It was sad. I think most of the board members that had children had Liz-ism.
As did we, yeah. And she was, I hope somebody's there to pick that program up. Too often, you know, somebody has a passion for something and they build it, and maybe we don't do a good job sort of modeling that or making sure that there's a succession plan, because that John's Hill Robot Lego League has been amazing.
Yeah, they were grand champions in 17 and 18.
Yeah.
And Liz created her own succession plan, so she's got people in the wings that she's bringing along.
And by the way, it's one of those, I mean, that's a story that it has gotten media attention. She was awarded a big award up in Chicago. Yeah. But if your kids aren't in that program, you have no idea just how much work goes into that. I mean, not only from the teacher and the school perspective, but from Caterpillar and other people who have engineers that are in there with those kids. The last couple of years, the cat engineer like postponed his honeymoon to be at State. I mean, those are just the stories you don't hear about, the work that goes into
serious involvement.
Yeah. And sports still gets, you know, a lot of attention, which is great. But these kids put just as much rehearsal and practice time in and all of that. And I'm sad to see her go. She's kind of a legacy.
She says she's going to go, but not real far. So I think she'll be around for a while to kind of help the transition. The other big thing we did last night, Bobby Williams, our assistant superintendent of teaching and learning, is retiring. And we approved the hiring of a gentleman, Jeff Dace, from Chicago, who has 22 years experience. He's right now supervising 35 schools in Chicago. He came in last night. We introduced him. He did an official signing with his Decatur ball cap as our first-round draft pick. And this was an interesting thing. This is the first time that we have gone out and used a recruiting firm. We used Hazard, Young, and Atiyah, the same firm that brought us Paul Frigo, had 40 candidates for this job, and he rose to the top. I've already talked to him. As soon as we get him in town, we'll have him available for one of your shows.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. I think that there's always the argument, and I'm sure as a board member you hear this, you know, hire local. I think you got to do both. I think you got to bring brain power to our community, and you also have to promote within. It's not an either-or thing for me. It's you get the best person for the job. And having somebody move to Decatur to live here from Chicago, we keep talking about, we got to, like, you know, turn that population decline around. I mean, this is part of the way you do that.
Yes, and we've also asked him if he had any friends in Chicago that were looking to make a change and just bring them down with him.
All right, so let's talk about the election a little bit, not the politics of it, but when does everything transition over? When do the new board members get sworn in? How does all that happen?
Okay, we're having a board orientation for them on the 17th. Which is basically going to be their introduction to the executive council and the Decatur leadership team. And they will be given a packet of material to start reading.
Okay.
The election doesn't have to be certified till the 23rd, but we have to have them installed.
23rd of April.
Of April.
Yeah.
We have to have them installed by the 30th, so there'll probably be a special meeting between the 23rd and the 30th.
All right. Well, congratulations on your reelection bid. It was a good night for incumbents across the board, which I think when you have low voter turnout and incumbents get reelected, for the most part, that means people are happy with the direction and the progress you're having and moving towards, don't you?
That's how we're taking it. This was also a year of probably more forums and opportunities to meet with people that I think we may have ever had. They weren't overwhelmingly large in attendance, but there were a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, I get that. We had every single candidate in but one, I believe, you know, for school board and city council and mayoral and all of that. And I don't know how much of it's – I don't know. I agree with you that there were a lot of forums, but it didn't turn into voter turnout.
No, and that was the sad thing, because we'd go to a forum and there'd be 15 people.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about having a school board that's going to affect the lives of 9,000 kids and you get 15 people show up.
Yeah.
I mean
– but people are busy, man. I'm telling you.
And
having more forums doesn't necessarily get more attention on the race.
No.
It was interesting. I had a really nice conversation with I thought the two people who are newly elected to the board, I think they'll be good for you. I think you got a guy from EDC that understands, you know, math and data and economics, and a young attorney who's really getting involved in town, has already served on the foundation. I think that's great. I had a little bit of a dust up with the other candidate. Well, she got angry. I wasn't, but I just didn't get, I think that we've been there, done that it's not that you guys aren't there to support teachers. You're there to support teachers, but you're there first and foremost for those 9,000 kids. Yeah. And the teachers' union's job is to take care of teachers.
Yes.
And we've had that conflict of interest before where you've got somebody sitting on the board that's kind of playing out the role of the teacher union person instead of the board member. The board member's got to have that 30,000-foot view, right?
Well, we talked about this before. You cannot come in with your own agenda. When you walk in that door, your stuff stays outside. You're no longer a parent. You're a school board member. You're no longer a retired teacher. You're a school board member. And some people make that transition better than others.
Yeah, well, I think it worked out for the best. I don't have anything personally against it. I just thought, you know, it felt kind of like she was, and I'm not sure, you know, campaigning with the people who were voted off last time was a smart move, you know, because that was unprecedented.
Yeah,
you know, incumbents did okay this time around. All right, so the strategic plan still getting positive reaction from the community? I mean, it seems like I thought there would be, you know, anytime you talk about change or anytime you talk about closing buildings or anytime you talk about, you know, incorporating new things, people are resistant. I mean, just people don't like change.
Part of the whole focus is to have a spectrum of the community involved from the beginning, and we keep them involved. And literally everything we do relates back to something in the strategic plan. So you'll notice on the agenda, there are references like even for roll call action items for personnel, it's referenced back into the strategic plan. So anybody that looks at this could pick up the strategic plan and say, oh, okay, well, you did this. Like, for example, we authorized the district to proceed with renovations and improvements at TJ for the Montessori program. Well, that goes back to strategic plan items 1 and 2. So everything is involved in this, and I mean this is how we run. And then there's Paul's balanced scorecard, which is kind of the quick synopsis of what we're doing for the individual buildings. And if somebody wants to come look at it, if nothing else, it's given us a pretty tight focus on what we need to be doing, which is good.
All right, I think it was maybe a guest editorial I read for Nicole Bateman in the paper talking about we're the only district with free Montessori programs. That these are tuition programs in Champaign and elsewhere. I don't think most people realize that.
Well, I'll give you an example. We talked to a teacher that's having to move to Atlanta, Georgia, and we asked her if she was going to put her kids in school down there. And she said, I can't. They have no public Montessori, and it's $1,020 a month per kid to go to Montessori in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm sitting here, my God, we're going to open up this facility that's going to hold, I think the Sam said was 871 kids, which is a huge increase. This is a perk that I think is going to draw people into town because we've already had inquiries.
Well, you've got the recipe at Dennis. And a lot of that happened outside the building in, you know, and that's key. Can't be just the teacher, the principal. It's got to be parents.
Yeah.
But I always had this question for Gloria, for through the years, why are you not duplicating? I mean, you got a line out the door. You've got real estate listings going Dennis School District. You know, that's the first for District 6 and 1 in a long time. Why not recreate that? And I think at the time, you had some resentment on the board, about it getting too much attention instead of figuring out how do we do this in other buildings or other programs.
I think if you go back and look at the times, I think people were a little jealous of what was going on at Dennis. That was kind of the perfect storm. You had probably the highest level of parental involvement. The staff bought in. Everybody was just cooking on the same wavelength.
Yeah, the partnership with Milliken, you know, all of it.
It was just perfect. And it's really hard to get the parents involved, to get them to come, to get them to be an integral part of the school. And I think this is one of the reasons why we're splitting Dennis into two parts to increase the opportunities. And it's the same thing with Johns Hill. It's a proven program, new building, more space, pull in more people. But I think every building needs to have its own image. And while there are a lot of good things at Johns Hill, I think the other buildings are getting to the point that they've recreated or rebranded themselves to a lot. We see French is now a STEM school.
Yeah.
And they're going gangbusters.
Yeah, and it's been a few years since I was on the foundation, but you could sort of get a feel from just where the grant applications were coming from about the activity. I always used to compare it to that map that Don Rumsfeld had in his office where, like, there was North Korea with no lights on. I mean, you could see where there was a culture problem.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point that people are accepting the foundation is a really good source of money to generate new ideas. I mean, some of the grants we've had, are unique. They are not necessarily 100% school-based, but they're educational. There's been a lot of good stuff.
Well, there's also the ability to give those 9,000 kids an experience they would get in any large city or school district overflowing with cash.
Exactly.
They get the same technology. They get the experience, and it's a great organization to support. And by the way, give Zach a call. And you can also put your money where your love is. I mean, if you're a music person or an art person or a math person, you can put that money to use in programs in the areas that you're passionate about.
Yeah. And we've also got a situation with the change from enterprise French going in there, with all the agricultural stuff that's going on through the Ag Academy. I think every weekend this month they're planting something out there on Saturday with our ag teachers, with just volunteers. Have that going. They've got the sensory garden they're working on. We've got greenhouses going up. I mean, we're cooking.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. Well, Dan, we appreciate it. Good. Congratulations on your reelection bid, and look forward to the two new board members and look forward to the new staff. And we'll have the gentleman in from Chicago as soon as he lands on his feet.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Dan Oakes. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies, highs near 62 degrees. Then tonight, cloudy and lows around 53 for your Thursday. 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. with highs near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's time for the 2019 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. And new this year is the $10,000 Super Early Bird Drawing. Tickets are now on sale. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Only 5,000 tickets will be sold, and the grand prize drawing will be on Friday, May 31st. How would winning $100,000 change your life? Buy your tickets today by calling 875-7950 or online at stt.com.
You're listening to Byers and Company only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome to the pickle. Wednesday, April 10th edition of Byers and Company. Let me tell you about our good friends at R Bar and Grill. They're located in downtown at 157 West Main Street. If you haven't seen the inside of this place, you really need to check it out. Very intimate, but spectacular. It's just sort of like you walk in and like, wow, this looks big city. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 11. Here's the telephone number. Write this down. Jot it down. Put it in your phone. 330-6825. You're going to want to call and make reservations. You could probably pony up to the bar on a weeknight, but call ahead and make reservations. If you're looking for a unique dining experience in downtown Decatur, R Bar and Grill is the place to go. Described as a modern-day steakhouse, fusion of taste and architecture in an intimate space that will blow you away. As I said, as soon as you walk in the door, Randy West and Chef Ray have put together a menu that will make your mouth water. Start with their lobster bisque. That's a rich and creamy favorite with slipper lobster, dry sherry, topped with a puff pastry crust. Pick your favorite entree from their unique menu, separated by land, air, and sea, and updated biweekly to feature the hottest, freshest entree creations from Chef Ray. On land, they feature a grass-fed Angus filet with béarnaise sauce, or try their shareable tomahawk steak, 24-ounce Angus bone-in ribeye with a red wine demi-glaze and blue cheese crumbles. Oh, my. Don't ask them to cook that well done, please. They also offer St. Louis cut baby back ribs with our dry's rub, seasonal barbecue sauce, hand-cut fries, tangy Asian slaw, or try any of their many seafood options. They got the broiled orange roughy, pan-seared scallops. How about the brown sugar pineapple barbecue mahi? Looking for a little fun at dinner? Go casual with their New York-style hot dog, Kobe burger, or beef and sausage meatloaf. Ray's meatloaf is legendary. They got a full bar, live smooth jazz by local artist Michael Shear, and a master mixologist by the name of Ryan who will set you up. Try the mango jalapeno margarita. That would be my advice.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
It really does. All right, 157 West Main Street in downtown Decatur, open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 11. Phone number 330-6825, R Bar and Grill. Don't wait for a special occasion. It's perfect for a special occasion. Just take the Mr. or the Mrs. out for a nice Wednesday dinner. Trust me, she'll love it. You'll love it. Everyone's happy. By the way, back to our robo-vacuum.
He's stuck.
I know he is. I wanted to point out earlier that you missed a key component in that whole conversation of my duties versus your duties.
Oh, God.
Is that you have an indentured servant living in your house. I'm not quite sure why he doesn't have any duties.
He does.
What would those duties be?
Well, whenever I tell him to do something.
Oh, okay. And he attacks it with a vigor that is just, you know, hard to describe. I remember my dad, when I was a kid, we had a garage door that I had to get out of the car and open the garage door for him to pull in.
Yes.
The garage. And I said to him, why don't we have a garage door opener? And he said, we do. It's you. That sort of stuck with me through the years.
Yeah, he's jumping too a little faster when I tell him to do things.
When you raise, oh, come on. He'll get, just a minute.
Yeah, you did that. That won't happen for a while, at least.
Oh, a day, because he's got such a long memory of that kind of stuff.
I think it scared him.
It scared me a little. All right, we do have tickets to give away.
Yeah, when? Because I feel like Matt told me.
I have the list right here. Excuse me.
Okay, well, I just want to double check.
I just want to get ahead of the game so people can plan, right? I don't like to do it like the day before the game. The next game we are giving away is for April 20th. And we have the 20th,
okay.
The 21st, and the 23rd. So we've got like 3 days there.
All right.
So I'm going to give this would be Saturday, April 20th versus the Mets, right? Cardinals Mets. Get down there for a late April ball game. I'm not sure. That's a Saturday, so probably be a day game. I'm not sure of the time. But how do we want to do this today? Do you want to do like a social media contest?
Yeah. Why don't you put something up?
Okay, I'll put a post up during the news break at the bottom of the hour on Now Decatur's Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we want to thank the folks at JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It's the Now Decatur ticket window. We've been doing this for, I don't know, 15 years probably. We've given away every home game, playoff game. Think about the memories. Because of JL Hubbard, somebody watched David Freese hit that home run.
Oh, my gosh.
In person.
Maddie and I were just talking about that yesterday. Just about Pujols coming home, but even whenever like David Freese has come back,
yeah,
the standing ovation.
I think Albert Pujols will get the loudest standing ovation in maybe the history of Busch Stadium when the Angels come to town later in June. I really do believe that. And you could be there. We're going to be sending people to that Saturday, Sunday weekend appearance by Albert Pujols. It'd be fun to see. I feel like no hard feelings at all towards Albert Pujols, right? Like, I can't just forget all the great memories you gave me.
No.
I mean, I go so far back. I remember Tim Kaine telling me about seeing Albert Pujols playing in Peoria for the minor league team.
Crazy.
And saying that this guy's going to be unbelievable.
Right.
So
it's the Cardinal way.
Yeah, we've kind of lost our way in the Cardinal way.
We
but
have.
If you want the inside scoop, every Tuesday morning, the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can get the podcast. We have Mike Claiborne on every Tuesday. So tickets courtesy of JL Hubbard, and we got Marty passes on the way. It's going to be a fun year of giving. We'd love to give back. Just don't shoot up the place if you're not the winner. A la the Waffle House story. Still can't. Just shaking my head. All right. We're going to take a break for stories and news. When we return here, we'll have some information that you need heading into this weekend. And we're continuing to hear in about these Kulikles. I just can't account for taste. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Illinoisans pay higher than average car insurance rates. That's according to a new report from the consumer finance website WalletHub. Illinois ranked 33, the highest among neighboring states. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital is looking for organ donors. The hospital held a donor drive in partnership with the Macon County Life Goes On Committee and Macon County Health Department. Attendees were able to register to become an organ donor as well as learn a little more about what it means to be a donor. To learn more about what it means to become an organ donor, visit donatelife.net. Zoo Buddies is a special program for children ages 3 to 5 to learn about different animals at the Scoville Zoo. Benjamin Rapson, the education coordinator for the zoo, says the program is offered year-round and a great way for kids to learn about animals.
About getting hands-on experience for some of our youngest audiences and reinforced with a toy. They go home with a plushy animal every class. So when they go home, they can look at their collection and think about all the things they learn.
In a photo gallery on NowDecatur.com, kids were able to learn about the red panda, made a panda mask, and watched the panda in action. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's day two on Capitol Hill for the attorney general who faced questions on the Mueller report from a House committee yesterday. Today, he goes before a Senate subcommittee.
The thing to watch is whether we get more information about these ongoing investigations and reviews looking at the genesis of the FBI's Russia probe.
Fox's Catherine Herridge.
We've been reporting here at Fox News for weeks, if not months, that there's a parallel set of investigations that's being run by the Justice Department's Inspector General. And yesterday, for the first time, the Attorney General said he expects one of those reports as early as May or June of this year.
And a space breakthrough. Scientists revealing the first image ever made of a black hole with assembled data gathered from 8 radio telescopes around the world. Co-discoverer Jessica Dempsey saying its vivid ring of light reminds her of the flaming eye of Sauron from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loosely. I'm so cold with you. Wynonna.
How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
Decatur. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies, highs near 62. Then tonight, cloudy and lows around 53 for your Thursday. We have a 40% chance we can see some showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. with highs near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Right now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages pulled back significantly on Tuesday, and the Dow was down 190 points to 26,150. The broader S&P 500 snapped an eight-session winning streak. Investors appear to be increasingly concerned that the soon-to-begin earnings reporting season may bring unexpected surprises on the downside. Other news that negatively impacted the markets include a reduction by the International Monetary Fund in its global economic growth outlook and possible new tariff tensions between the United States and the European Union. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.07%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.42%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.53%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 1/32nd, yielding 2.505%. Gold futures were down 70 cents at $1,307.60. Crude oil futures were up 44 cents at $64.42 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 26,194, a positive 42 points. ADM at 42.82, Ameren 71.92, Caterpillar 137.84, Norfolk Southern 192.61, PPG 115.06, Tate and Lyle 37.87, Mueller Water 10.33. And today I will close with a quote from Ezra Taft Benson. With pride, there are many curses. With humility, there come many blessings. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, I am getting ready to publish. There we go. Right now, if you go to the Nauticator Facebook page, I have just shared a J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds Nauticator ticket window post for you to win tickets for the Cardinals. That's a Saturday, the 20th of April game against the Mets. And all you have to do is like, comment to enter. Also, feel free to share. We'll be doing this all season long. That's one of the things I've enjoyed, I think, most about this job over the last 23 years.
Giving stuff away?
Just providing experiences for people.
Yeah.
Just quality of life stuff. I mean, I like the fundraising. I mean, I like the you know, to do good things. But sometimes it's just like doing good things means, hey, out on us, enjoy a Saturday afternoon at the ballpark.
Yes.
With your lovey.
Yes.
That's a nice thing to do, right? So I look forward to it. And the great partnerships that we have. And we have so many when you think about all the stuff that we're doing. I am very thankful for all of the partnership we have with DMH on the HealthLink information.
Mm-hmm. We have a new video
right now, too. New video that's up, right?
Yep.
And it's about
the EuroNav system.
Yes.
So men that are, undergoing or, like, learning if they have prostate cancer, undergoing prostate cancer treatment, this is a way to...
The latest science.
The latest to do the biopsies
mm-hmm.
that gives you the peace of mind that you know that they got the information.
Absolutely.
That they needed.
And so you can get all of the videos. I mean, we thank Michaela Hunt and the folks at DMH for helping us do that, pass along the health information that you need. Dr. Michael Kotwitz is the guest this week. And then I think about, like, do we have new artwork coming for Hickory Point Bank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got the new video up from our Invested series.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with Heinkel's, and now we have MRI. And so you can see the great job they're doing in their mission. We've got a great partnership with Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where we're literally bringing you all of our podcasts, all of the Buyers and Company podcasts, each and every day. We've got our great partnerships all the way around. I think about what we're doing with Liaison and Decatur Blue and Hickory Point Bank for the Business Expo, which is like 21 days away.
Oh, I know. 20.
Yeah. Next week, our partners at the Children's Museum will be out there previewing early Duck Derby sales. And Lindsay's going to be participating in the race on Duck Derby Day.
I didn't guarantee that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I distinctly heard you say, well, if you're not going to do it, Brian, I'll do it. Somebody's got to step up.
No. That is not
what is your reservation?
It's not the duck butt I'm worried about.
What are you worried about?
It's the duck feet.
So you have to wear duck feet?
You have to wear duck feet.
I mean, can they at
and
least
a giant, like you know how Donald Duck had that big rear end?
Yeah, can we at least do it in a place where there are not potholes? I mean, because that's dangerous.
I know, right?
Amber's going to hurt somebody.
Well, I wondered the way you guys competed on that hobby horse race. I'm like, you already won. You didn't even need to start and you were running all out.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody like, took a face plant doing the sack race.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you have plenty of padding on when you go down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The Duck Derby is one of my favorite events. I just think it's fun. All these years later, seeing all those the little ducks in the hopper.
Oh, I know.
And then when they come out and all the kids' faces, because there's just like thousands.
I mean, they warn you.
Yeah.
They warn you the hopper's going to open.
Yeah. And then the water all comes. I mean, everybody's always, it's like the Shamu section, you know, like where the splash section is. The seats are painted blue. They try to tell you, but it's not enough. All right, so we've got Game of Thrones this weekend.
Yes.
I did find an article called Game of Thrones, Every Single Thing You Need to Remember from the First 7 Seasons.
Okay. Okay, let's do this, because I bet there's characters I can't remember who they are.
Do you remember all the families?
Yeah, for the most part.
They are?
Oh, see, no. Don't do that. What the Lannisters?
Yes.
The... Crap. Who do we got?
You have the Targaryens, or the... How does it...
Targaryen, whatever.
No, they're the Targaryens.
Targaryens.
The Starks, the Lannisters, and the Greyjoys.
Greyjoys.
And then you got the White Walkers.
Yes.
And you got the dragons.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you got the White Walker dragon.
Yes. That's not a spoiler alert at this point,
no.
Is it? Yes. All right. Westeros has been ruled by Robert the Baratheon and his queen, Cersei Lannister, for 17 years.
Yes.
This is season one where we started. After
Baratheon.
What did I say?
Baratheon.
Okay. Apologize. I thought you were going
to... It's all coming back to me now.
After he rebelled and overthrew the dynasty, the last surviving are in exile, and Robert's Hand of the King, a.k.a. the Chief of the Staff, dies, so he makes Ned Stark take the job. Okay, Ned had a pretty short-lived life, right? In season one, do we want to go through all of this yet? Let's do this Friday.
Yeah, let's do this Friday. I don't want to do this now. I don't want to do this now.
I just can't remember who died and who's alive.
I don't know if we need to go back that far.
Well, but the story goes back that far.
Yes, but I think we can...
And you think about this, 7 years with 2 years in between the final season.
I know, but I think we can skip ahead, like season five, and go from there.
Okay.
Like, the fact that we're even talking about Ned Stark, who was, by the way, dead in the first episode.
I don't know if it was episode one.
It was, like, maybe.
It was first season, for sure. All right. Okay, we will give you a primer before this week. Are we getting Game of Thrones fans in? Are we doing any of that?
I want to hear from them, yes. I'm going to put something out there on my own social media. Put something on yours, too.
Okay, if you're like a... I mean, if you'd like to come be on the radio with us Friday.
Talking all things Game of Thrones.
Like just Game of Thrones geek out.
Just geek... Costumes are welcome.
I go back and forth on
if
the whole...
not encouraged.
Costume thing. Sometimes I think what a gigantic pain in the butt is. And then I think every time we have one of these throwback proms or there's something, a reason to get dressed up, people like
Halloween,
to get dressed up.
Mm-mm,
no, I'm talking about just in life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about me.
I'm telling you, if I made my own costumes, I'd be totally into cosplay.
Okay. I'm not even sure what cosplay is.
That's like adults that do dress up in their favorite like characters. In like a whole, it goes to a whole nother level.
Okay, but you think about that in and around like comic book conventions or those
yes,
kind of things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the cosplay applies to any costume role playing in venues apart from the stage. So any entity that lends itself to dramatic interpretation may be taken up as a subject, and it is not unusual to see genders switched. Favorite sources include anime, cartoons, comic books, manga, live action films, television series, and video games.
Mm-hmm.
So you would do this?
Okay, I think I would be total geek about this stuff. I'm openly admitting it. I'm not going to go LARPing.
Okay, now you've lost me.
Live action role play.
Time now for things you can count on, things that stick around, things that last the test of time. Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
Owen. Partner with Busey for Purpose and Progress during National Volunteer Month this April. From feeding the hungry to helping the homeless, our associates volunteer their time and talents during our annual initiative, Community Promise Month. With countless hours served and millions donated, we look forward to increasing our impact each year. Join our cause. Visit Busey.com to learn more today. Busey. Your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. It is the, literally, 10th of April, 5 days till tax day. All right, so I'm asking the list of who's still alive in Game of Thrones. Jon Snow, he died, but he's alive. Daenerys. Cersei. Tyrion. Sansa. Aura. Do you remember Bran, the weird kid, you know, fell out of the tower?
Yeah.
He's still around.
Is he blind?
I don't know if he's blind or he's paralyzed. But he sees, he's got like visions or whatever. Jaime Lannister, still alive. Brienne of Tarth, still alive.
Love her.
Theon Greyjoy, hanging around. That's the most miserable dude in the history of miserable. It's like, man, it's like if I'm literally, if I'm Theon Greyjoy, I'm like, I'm falling on my own sword.
I will, absolutely.
Samwell Tarly still around.
Love Samwell.
The reluctant hero. Davos, still around. The Mountain. I thought the Mountain bit it. Maybe not. They're going to have the Mountain and the Hound, right? Is the Hound still there?
I thought the Hound was still there.
The bald eunuch guy, Varys or whatever his name is.
Yes.
He's still around.
He's still around.
Jorah, the one that was in love with Daenerys?
Yes.
The older guy?
Mm-hmm.
The witch?
I remember her. I thought she bit it.
No. Melisandre? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Euron Greyjoy is still around. The Hound is still around. Bronn is still around.
Mm-hmm.
That Tormund Giantsbane or whatever, the guy with the crazy Irish beard and the hair? Still around.
Love him.
Gendry's still around. Yara Greyjoy's still around. The Grey Worm.
Grey Worm was the eunuch that fought for,
Yes.
Great character.
And the gal that she's, that is in love with her, that he's in love with.
Yes.
She's still around.
That's handmaiden.
Missandei. Yeah. Dario Naharis. That's the one who was kind of the, I don't know. Half these people I don't even remember.
Oh, they're all coming back to me. It's coming back.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you remember the end, where we were left off, and what problems this may cause?
Well, the walls, wall came down.
That's not the only problem.
What was the other?
So who is now ruling? Daenerys Targaryen, right?
Yes.
Okay, her and Jon Snow
end up being brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't know that.
Right.
As they're lying together post.
I mean, it's not like the series hasn't already gone there with the whole brother-sister thing. Yeah. It's a different world that has flying dragons. I'm not sure we should get worked up about the imagined sex life. You know, these people are not real advanced.
I mean, like, I'm just wondering in the writing room. Incest, well, guys,
first
again?
Of all, I think that this has all been written as books, and what they're doing is just translating that to the screen, so it's not like they even
I'm just imagining those.
Of course, I've never read the books.
No, I haven't.
I have no, as much as I like to read, and I do,
mm-hmm.
I have no desire like The Hobbit. Or any, you know, of these sort of sci-fi.
I enjoy fantasy.
Do you?
I do, but not like that. It has to be fantasy. Like, do you remember Charlene Harris? Do you remember Charlene Harris?
From True Blood, yeah.
And I like her books, but they're set in, like, today's times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to go back to medieval times or anything like that.
I only read the Sookie Stackhouse.
Yeah, and I actually read another series of hers.
Yeah, because we had her on as a guest when she was starting that new series.
Yeah, and it's very good.
I wouldn't say that's the same thing at all. I'm talking about like swords and sorcery stuff.
But that is considered fantasy.
Okay, it's completely separate from me.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen King writes fantasy, but it's not the same to me as J.R. Tolkien or you know, this Game of Thrones stuff. I just don't have any interest in
any kind of Middle Earth ish stuff.
I do have a confession to make.
You're into LARPing, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I don't even know what LARPing is. It sounds gross. It sounds like what you would do with a coolicle.
I LARPed my coolicle?
Yeah. It does sound a little bit like that. Not going to lie. I watched The Dark Tower.
With
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba? Okay, why is that a bad thing?
Oh, wasn't it just hammered? I mean, was it not just absolutely
shredded? How did you find it? Did you like it?
Well, first of all, I thought to myself, didn't he write these books over, like, years? Like, chapters or, didn't it, like, take place over a long period of time?
Yes.
The books?
Yes. And they're still taking place, technically.
Are they really? There's 8 books.
Yes.
And it's described as dark fantasy, science fantasy, mm-hmm. horror, Western, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of Western
Very
elements.
Very much Westerns.
And so I was trying to think.
Little man did a diorama on it for class.
Okay.
And it was the shootout scene, which is like a desert of blood.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is appropriate.
by the way, that all started with a poem by Robert Browning. I don't know mm-hmm. if you know all. Did you know that?
I did. And it's funny because the theme of that book, it's like you can read other Stephen King books and even his son's things.
Yeah.
And even writers that pay homage to that, they will reference it over and over again. You get little pieces of the story even in other books.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you get 7 or 8, whatever it was, starting in 1998 all the way up to 2004. And the first thing I noticed when I went to I was looking at the Xfinity app, and, you know, there's got that, like, free movies, no ads, and then 6,000 others. And I click mm-hmm. on the others, and I'm going through there. And for some reason, it popped up, and I thought, you know, when this was first announced, that Idris Elba was going to be the gunslinger, Roland.
Yeah, Roland.
And Matthew McConaughey was right off of that True Detective run where he was mesmerized.
It was the
And he was
going to
be the man in black, Walter. And, you know, I had some basic working knowledge of the plot points. I didn't read The Dark Tower. It wasn't my mm-hmm. thing. But I thought, I want to see that. But then I noticed it was an hour and 37 minutes long. And I'm like, how are they cramming 8 years of work into an hour and 37 minutes? That was my first misgiving. Yep. But then I thought, if it's really terrible, an hour 37 is better than 2 hours and 37.
It terrible. Is.
It was okay.
Okay. I thought something else was about to roll out of your mouth. So
it was okay.
Gotcha.
I thought Idris Elba was good, as he is just solid in anything that he does. I didn't even mind Matthew McConaughey as the cheesiest Matthew McConaughey version of Matthew McConaughey.
Is that possible?
It seems a little ironic, I know. Like, he's playing himself, playing himself, playing
gotcha.
Himself.
Okay.
I thought the young kid that was in it, that played the kid who had the visions and saw everything. He was really good, rock solid. I thought it was sort of like if it had been an HBO movie or something. I mean, it didn't feel like big box office
okay.
sort of like you would think the Dark Tower would need to be.
Something, yes.
Like
epic.
Epic. We're talking about like other worlds.
I mean, the Star Wars.
Destroying the universe.
Yes.
And it just seemed like an hour and 37 of Matthew McConaughey's teeth.
I'm glad I missed it.
It wasn't horrible.
I know, but I had not.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't.
Did you read the books?
I did.
Do you like the books?
Actually, I have not read. You said there's 7 of them?
Yeah.
I have not read all of them.
There's actually, it started out with a 66-page short story, and then there was The Dark Tower, the Gunslinger, the Dark Tower, the Dawning of the Three, the Dark Tower, the Wastelands, mm-hmm. the Dark Tower, Wizard in Glass, the Dark Tower, the Wind Through the Keyhole.
I did not read
that
one.
Dark Tower, Wolves of the Kalia or Kala.
Did not literally read that one.
The Dark Tower, Song of Susanna, and then the Dark Tower, the Dark Tower.
Okay, I've actually not read four of them then.
An hour and 37, you get it all in a movie, get it all wrapped up and...
I think I'll pass.
I did like the way they did the bullet scenes. I mean, there were some really cool effects with him loading and shooting those pistols.
I saw the trailer for It, too.
The second one? Yeah.
The first time.
It looks terrifying.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm not sure I can handle it. I didn't like the first one. Maybe uncomfortable.
It made you scared?
It was creepy. I just don't know. I still don't know why people get...
See, Tim Curry, creepy, but, like, in a comical way.
Yeah.
This Pennywise?
Yeah, creepy and a creepy.
Skarsgård?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, movies have changed just a little bit since that
TV miniseries.
Yes,
but I'm excited because these are adults now with a really good cast.
All right, we've got to take a break. One last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
We've got cloudy skies, highs near 62 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, 40% chance we'll see some showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. with highs near 74. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 45 degrees.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur, know it! More bang for your buck? Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Okay.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, The Dark Tower on Rotten Tomatoes has a 16% approval rating based on 264 reviews and an average rating of 4.08 out of 10. Metacritic 34 out of 100 based on 46 critics. Don't listen to the critics. What people found wrong with it was that it was too tidy, too quick. It's just like it was too precise. Like it didn't make you feel anything. It was just a get from act one to act two to act three.
Okay.
I think that you've got a huge thing you're trying to source
that
and make
sense.
Into an entertaining
yes.
movie. I thought Idris Elba was good in it. I thought Matthew Connie, that's fine. And the little kid played Jordan was pretty good too. So I'm just saying, if you're not too embarrassed, you might pull it up on your Xfinity app and check it out. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen.
We've been enjoying that. Hannah found
Hannah's
out.
Really, yeah.
You found out whose daughter she is.
Yeah. All right, that's it for us.
Look it up.
Yeah, we're going to
It's running.
Bump out here. I know. Just curious if you're going to let me do this or not. Hey, if you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available, presented by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can get them at the iTunes store, Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, Facebook, anywhere you find your podcast. That's it for us. We will be back with the City Hall Insider, Paul Osborne, tomorrow. Debbie Bogle from the United Way. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning the public about an emerging drug-resistant fungus. The Candida auris fungus has been attracting a lot of media attention lately. And